This is Mark Steiner, and today is June the 11th. Welcome to this day in history.
And when now your husband and you both are young, you all try to live like young people ought to live. Don't want everything somebody else has got. Whatever you get, it is yours. Be satisfied. And don't spend your money until you get it. So many people get in debt. Well, it's just cheap, and I bought it. You spend your money before you get it because you're going in debt for what you want.
That was Fontaine Hughes, who was 101 years old when he was interviewed on this day in 1949. As part of the Library of Congress's archive of voices of those who had been enslaved. Born in Charlottesville, Virginia, his grandfather was owned by Thomas Jefferson, enshrined for all time for us to learn from. In 1913, Mary White Ovington, who was one of the founders of the NAACP, said the only organization that cared about Negroes outside of the NAACP was the Industrial Workers of the World, or IWW, known by most as the Wobblies. In 1913, the Wobblies led many strikes throughout the country for workers' rights, from the textile mills of Paterson, New Jersey, to the general strike of all the workers in Seattle, Washington. And on this day in 1913, former slaves and their children, and former Confederate soldiers and their children, who were working on the docks of New Orleans together with interracial leadership, struck the United Fruit Company docks. They were attacked by the police, who killed two workers and wounded many more. One of the great confrontations breaking the back of legal segregation took place today in 1963 on the steps of the entrance of the University of Alabama. It became known as Stand in the Schoolhouse Door. African-American students Vivian Malone and James Hood came to register at the University of Alabama. Governor George Wallace, flanked by dozens of Alabama state troopers, stood at the entrance to block their way and not allow the two black students to register. As Assistant Attorney General of the United States, Nicholas Katzenbach mounted those stairs. He calmly told the governor that President Kennedy had mobilized the National Guard, and he asked the governor to step aside so Malone and Hood could register. Wallace did step aside after much flair and flamboyance and speechmaking, but promised to continue the fight for segregation. The incident became a catalyst for the Mississippi Freedom Summer of 1964. To make a hard militant push to end segregation and racial terror. And 2 years later, Vivian Malone became the first black graduate of the University of Alabama. While George Wallace was standing at the schoolhouse door, another seminal moment of the 1960s was taking place in Saigon, Vietnam. The Buddhist monk Thich Quang Duc set himself on fire in the middle of the street to protest the lack of freedom for Buddhists and others in the dictatorial regime of South Vietnam. The civil rights movement and Vietnam defined the 1960s, and these moments became symbolic of those struggles. And it was today in 1919 that Sir Barton became the first Triple Crown winner as he sailed to victory at the Belmont Stakes. 58 years later, on this very same day, Seattle Slough did the same. And here's a song for your June the 11th. It's the birthday of Thornton James Pookie Hudson, known for being the lead singer of the Spaniels. The group went on to become the first only successful R&B group to come out of the Midwest. And we'll listen to their song, Everyone's Laughing, on our way out of this day in history. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We now go to Anthony McCarthy, who's sitting in for me for the first hour as today's guest host.
I learned to love you, and you started laughing. I told you that I knew.